Hello, everyone. It's Maura.
And Harp.
And we're here with another Qlips English podcast.
Make sure you check out our website, qlips.com. That's C-U-L-I-P-S.com, because there you can become a member. And when you're a member, you have access to the learning materials. And each learning material contains a complete transcript, detailed explanations, and even a quiz.
That's right. So if you're not already a member, go check it out on our website. And if you're on Facebook, come on over and say hi to us on our Facebook page. Harp and I are online pretty often, so we can chat with you there.
Also, if you have questions, leave a question on Facebook and either Maura, myself, or our wonderful editor, Jessie, will answer your questions.
Right. Jessie doesn't usually participate in our recordings, but she is a big part of Qlips and does all of our editing. So she likes to answer questions on our Facebook page.
Yes.
All right. So today's episode is a chatterbox episode, and that is where Harp and I get to chat about all kinds of different topics of interest.
Yes. And today we're talking about adulthood.
Mm-hmm. So we did an episode a month or so ago called Childhood, and now we're talking about as you grow up, you get older, and you start to become an adult.
So today we're going to break down the episode. We're going to talk first about coming of age, becoming an adult.
Right. When you're just growing up and becoming an adult, like you said. And then we're going to talk about some slang related to adults.
Yes. And then we're going to talk about having kids when you're an adult.
Right. So once you've grown up a bit, then you have kids, and we'll talk about some terms and expressions related to that.
Okay. So let's get started.
First, as we said, we're going to talk about coming of age. And this is really an expression in itself. To come of age means that you've grown up, you're older, and that you are taking the steps to become an adult.
Yeah. And the interesting thing in North America is that in Canada, we consider someone an adult at 18. They're able to vote. They've been driving for a couple of years. They can drink alcohol.
In some provinces.
Yes. 18 or 19. It depends on the province. But in the U.S., it's 21.
Yeah. So between Canada and the U.S., we have different standards for when someone legally becomes an adult. But when someone actually becomes an adult, like they're mature enough, that is different from person to person. But it does happen between the ages of 18 to 21, usually.
Usually.
Right. Some people, you know, in their late 20s and they barely seem like adults.
Yeah. Some people are older and act like kids still.
Today, the generation that is coming of age and becoming adults is Generation Y. Now, people part of Generation Y are born in the 1980s and the 1990s. There are different ideas of when exactly Generation Y is. So some people say that Generation Y includes people born in the late 1970s and the 2000s as well. But Generation Y is the people born around the 1980s and 1990s.
Yeah, and it seems we do that here in North America. We bunch generations into periods of about 20 years. So there were the baby boomers back in the 40s and 50s. There was Generation X for the 60s and 70s.
And then after Generation X, we have Generation Y. And the generation to follow is likely going to be called Generation Z or Generation Z.
I wonder what they'll do after that. Maybe Generation A? We start at the beginning of the alphabet.
I hope they come up with something more creative. But this generation that is adults right now is Generation Y. And every generation has qualities or characteristics that define it. And in this case, Generation Y is known as a generation where the people born at that time are tech savvy, so they know how to use the internet and other technology. They also grew up with TV and a lot of media. So that's something that also defines them.
Yeah, and oftentimes in Gen Y, they grew up with dual income parents, so both parents working outside of the home, or with a single parent.
Right, and that's new because in generations before, often there were a mom and a dad because divorce was less common, and the mother might stay home.
Yes, so it's different with Gen Y.
Another thing that's interesting about this generation, another new term that's evolved is boomerang kids or the boomerang generation.
Yeah, the boomerang kids. And basically a boomerang kid is when someone becomes an adult anywhere between 18 and 21 and leaves their parents' home and goes maybe to college or to rent an apartment on their own and get a job. And then for whatever reason, they go back to living with their parents.
Right. So a boomerang is something that you throw and it has a certain shape so that when you throw it, if you throw it properly, it comes back to you. And so that's the same idea with boomerang kids. They leave their parents' home, like when you throw it, but they turn around and they come back. So they leave their parents' home and then they come back to stay with them for a whole bunch of different reasons. In my case, I guess I was a boomerang kid because after I went to university, I did come back and live with my parents for a little bit. And then I left and I was traveling and moving around. So I wasn't really stable. And when I was done traveling, I came back and lived with my parents again before I finally moved out and got my apartment and didn't go back.
Yeah, I have pretty much the exact same story. I lived with my parents when I went to university, but then I moved out and moved away and traveled, and then I eventually went home for a little bit, and then I moved to Montreal, and I haven't moved back in with my parents since then.
So I think that's why some kids are boomerang kids, but others might be because they can't find a job or they're not very good with their money, and so they don't save and spend it properly. And so then they're forced to move back in with their parents.
Okay, so let's move on to the next topic about some common slang for adults.
Different slang for adults. So here's a term that's been around for a while, and that is yuppies.
Yuppie.
Mm-hmm. It's such a funny word to say because it sounds like puppies, but it's not related at all. Yuppies.
Yeah, and a yuppie is a young urban professional. That's what it stands for.
Right, so the Y-U-P at the beginning of yuppies stands for young urban professional. This means that the people who are yuppies are young. They're urban, which means they live in a big city.
And they're professional. They have some sort of professional career. They're white collar. They usually work in an office. They have some sort of professional job.
Right. And this also implies that they're probably making pretty good money.
Yes. Now, in terms of young, yuppie could be anyone who's 21 who has a professional job, up to 40. There's no real set age to be a yuppie.
Yeah. It just means that you have a young energy or spirit. You like to go out. You like to meet your friends for drinks. And you have money that you like to spend on maybe different cultural events in the city, like concerts, or you like to go to art galleries.
Yeah. And in terms of urban, yuppies usually live in the city or very, very close. They don't live out in the country.
I remember when I lived in Ottawa, there was a particular area that was known for yuppies. And to be honest, it was a really nice area. There were a lot of nice houses and there were a lot of cool cafes and shops. And I always think of the people that lived there as very well-dressed and clean-cut, and they really did look young and professional.
Interesting, because I find your neighborhood in Montreal is kind of a yuppie area.
Do you?
Yep. Maura lives in the plateau of Montreal, and I think it's a yuppie neighborhood.
So, Harb, do you think I'm a yuppie?
I actually do. You're young, you're urban, and you're a professional.
That's funny to me. I have a certain idea in my head of what yuppies look like, and I'm not part of that.
Yes, I know what you mean, but technically you're a yuppie.
I guess technically I am. Okay, let's look at another kind of adult, or I guess I should say kinds of adults, because it's a couple.
Yes, dinks.
This is such a funny little word. And if you want to know why it's funny, become a member and we'll explain why this word is so funny. But I'll say it again for you. A dink.
Yes, a dink. And again, this is an acronym. So double income, no kids. That's a dink.
Right. Dink is spelled D-I-N-K. So that's like double is D, income is I, double income. And then we have N, no, and then K, kids, no kids. So this word, this slang describes a person or a couple who both have well-paying jobs and they don't have any kids.
Yes. So you can be a yuppie and a dink at the same time if you're in a relationship.
You're right. Dink is kind of like a subcategory of a yuppie.
It's like two yuppies coming together.
So, right, a dink has money and they don't have to spend it on kids. They don't have a lot of debt yet. They're young and they're earning a lot of money. So they're able to spend money on whatever they like. They can go out. They can go on trips. They can buy new things for their home. And that's what I think really defines a dink, having a disposable income.
Yep, and the freedom to do kind of whatever they want because they're not stuck someplace for their kids.
So I have to say, Harp, I heard of the slang term dink a little while ago, but now there's kind of a new version of dink.
Yes, and this one's quite funny. Dinky.
Right. Dinky. So they've just added a Y. And what does the Y stand for?
Dinky is double income, no kids, yet.
Okay, so they added the Y on the end, which means yet. That's a little bit different from a dink, because a dink means that there's a couple who both earn money and they don't have any kids. But a dinky might have kids or is going to have kids in the future. It's just that right now they don't have kids.
Yeah. And if you don't know someone very well, you don't really know if they want kids or not. So they could be a dink or they could be a dinky.
Oh, these words are funny.
They sound so funny to me.
They're cutesy little words. And these words don't come up too often in conversation, but if you're listening to the radio or television and they're doing some kind of documentary or talking about social trends, then you might hear them talking about dinks.
And another interesting thing for dinks in North America is that it's two people in a relationship who live together, but they're often not married.
Yeah, they could be married, but more and more we see couples who are not married, they're never married, or they've been married, divorced, and now they're living in a common law relationship, but they're not planning to get married again.
Yeah, so we call this relationship common law, where they live together, they're in a relationship, but they're not married.
Right. So dinks incorporate all types of couples.
Yes. We'll give some more details on dinks and yuppies in the learning material, so become a member.
Now let's talk about the last part of this episode, which is Once you become an adult and grown up, some people, a lot of people, decide to have kids.
Yeah. When they decide to have kids, oftentimes they move outside of the urban area into the suburbs.
And the reason that a lot of people do this is because it's cheaper. It's just a matter of money that in order to have a nicer home with a backyard and more space, you can only afford to do it if you move to the suburbs.
Yeah, a standalone house in Montreal is very expensive, but if you go to the suburbs, it's much more affordable for a family.
And if you drive around in the suburbs, you really see that so many of the homes are occupied by young families. You always see a young couple with kids playing out in the yard or going for a walk in the evening. It's a very common sight in the suburbs.
Yep, it definitely is.
I grew up in the suburbs. Did you?
Yep, me too. I grew up in the suburbs. But I have to be honest, I much prefer living in the city.
I like living in the city a lot too. But growing up in the suburbs wasn't so bad because I knew I could go out on the street and play with my friends and it feels relatively safe.
Yeah, I definitely understand why couples move to the suburbs when they have kids. It's safer usually and the streets are quieter, so less traffic, and usually you have a backyard for the kids to play in.
Yep, all of that sounds pretty good. Maybe you're convincing me to move to the suburbs.
I don't think so. So when people have a baby in Canada, you get time off that's paid for by the government. You can take up to a year. There's a different percentage, but you get paid time off to raise your kid for the first year.
Yeah. In most cases, it's the woman who takes time off to take care of the baby. And so it's called a maternity leave, or for short, mat leave. And like I said, it's the woman who stays home and the man goes to work and works as normal in the baby's first year.
Yeah, but men can also take the time off.
Yeah, it's nice that in Canada you have that option. So if for whatever reason it's better for the father to stay home with the baby, he can.
Yeah, and it's a really nice thing for parents because they get paid for the year off to raise their kid in the first year. It's really good, I think.
It is really nice. In other countries, the leave that parents get is much shorter.
Yeah, it's definitely encouraging young people in Canada to have kids.
Right. And it is less popular now, but some women do plan to be stay-at-home moms.
Yeah, they stay at home after they have a baby. They don't go back to work. Their job is raising the kids.
Yeah, it's definitely less common, but you still can see it. And some couples do choose for the woman to stay home.
Yeah, it's definitely less common because it seems like it's more expensive to raise kids now than it was back in the 50s and 60s.
And also, it's harder to live on only one income.
Yeah, and it's also becoming more and more common that it's a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah, that's true. It is more rare than a stay-at-home mom, but sometimes, depending on the family situation, it might make more sense for the father to stay home and raise the kids. And so that's what some families do.
Okay, let's do a quick recap of what we talked about today.
So first we talked about coming of age when you become an adult, and we talked about Generation Y, which is the generation that's becoming an adult today. And we also talked about boomerang kids.
Then we talked about some slang for adults, and we talked about yuppies and dinks and dinkies.
And then we just talked about when couples decide to have kids and the terms that go with that. But you know what, Harp?
What?
More and more couples are choosing to not have kids. That's also a trend.
Very much so. It's becoming more and more common that couples don't have kids.
And they wait until much later to have kids if they do decide.
Yep, that is definitely true. People are waiting much longer to have kids.
Yep, things are always changing.
That's true. Well, one thing that doesn't change is that if you go to our website, culips.com, that's C-U-L-I-P-S, you'll find lots of amazing things and you should become a member.
You definitely should. And remember, when you become a member, you not only get access to all the extra learning materials, but you also help support us here and help us keep making these episodes for you.
Yes, so go to the website, become a member, and also come on over to Facebook and say hi and leave us a question if you have one.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye, everyone.